Kenya begins the hard work of creating a new republic. Bible students in India are beaten and arrested for helping the poor, and a Bible distribution might bring some life to the graveyard of missions. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. Kenya is riding a wave of excitement for what the birth of a second republic might look like. Worldwide Christian School's Dale Dielman says their team is pondering their own future within that picture.
There's this cautious optimism, and yet I think they are going to be very observant and still participate in influencing parliament and wanting to have a voice in that process. So going forward, there are these concerns because everything really hasn't been hammered out to their satisfaction.
The next big challenge is a peaceful implementation of the new constitution.
I haven't heard from our partners any major outcry of concern. I think as Kenyans, they want to be supportive of the government and of the new referendum, especially going ahead with really being a new country founded on a new constitution, and they want to be supportive of that.
Pray that doors will stay open for the hope of the gospel. Elsewhere, four students were beaten and arrested for helping the poor recently. Voice of the Martyrs Canada reports that in Lucknow, India, four Bible college students who were serving the poor were arrested by police. They were beaten for participating in so-called conversion activities. When the police brought the student's pastor to them, they also robbed the pastor of his money, but then let the students go. As we thank the Lord for their safety, pray also for their boldness as they continue to be the hands and feet of Christ. You're listening to Mission Network News. People have called the state of Bihar in India the graveyard of missions. Christians make up barely more than 1% of the population of the entire state. Moi Padidi of Bibles for the World says she's heard it said that
this northern state of Bihar is one of the most backward and depressed in India.
Padidi says the biggest issue is the lack of long-term gospel workers in the state. In order to reach the people there, Padidi says first we should pray. Bibles for the World is also doing what they can in the capital city of Patna.
This month, Bibles for the World is getting ready to send 100,000 copies of No Greater Love, the entire New Testament, to 100,000 selected families in the city of Patna.
It costs just $2.25 to send a Bible. Visit our website for details, and in the meantime, pray for the families who will receive God's Word to be open and ready to hear. Next, Angels will leave the U.S. a week from today. Buckner International's Angels from Abroad program brought 17 Russian orphans to be hosted by Texan families. Program coordinator Beth Brinkmeyer says participating kids spend almost 3 weeks with a host family.
Primarily, our hope is that we provide a wonderful vacation experience for these children.
It's happened in the past that host families have adopted the Russian orphan, but Brinkmeyer says they try to keep the children from expecting that. Buckner works with the orphans to find them homes, but adoption isn't the point of this program.
The greatest thing that comes of this is that an orphan from Russia came into a family, was loved by that family, and went back to Russia knowing that they would be loved for, prayed for, got to see what a Christian family was like to be modeled in a home, and then knowing that that family would become an advocate for them in the future is huge.
And finally, Biblica recently completed the Arabic New International Version Study Bible. They now begin the process of printing, and once printed, these Bibles will give people from across the Middle East and North Africa access to God's Word. The Bibles will be a great tool for current Christians to reach out to their neighbors and a resource for many who have questions about Christ. To get started, Biblica needs your help. Any gift you give goes 100% to the printing of these Bibles. We have details at our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Slavic Gospel Association is giving away the free book, Scientists Who Find God, by Eric C. Barrett, who started SGA's Radio Academy of Science. The book answers the question, are science and the Christian faith mutually exclusive, as well as answering many other questions. Get your free copy by calling 1-800-995-4828. You can also go to missionnetworknews.org and click on the link. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.